Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Hello and welcome to the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I am your host, Helen Gould, and I have some lovely friends with me today. And we're going to go through them in alphabetical order in case they've forgotten, because this is the second time that we're doing this. Okay, go.
Hi, I'm Anil. I'm Chief Communications Officer for Rusty Quill and one of the hosts on Arky Streams.
Hi, I'm Ben, and I'm always here.
He's literally in my house right now, which is terrifying. I am Lydia, and I am relatively elusive compared to this lot. But soon that will change. I will do more things.
There will be more things.
Yeah, by the time this comes out, I will have a stream. So yeah. That will be a lie. I'm lying from the past. Hello.
Isn't that just what history is?
Lies from the past.
Satire.
And I'm Mike, and I've been on. I got invited to RQG once, where I think I played an octogenarian security guard. So I then got relegated to being a host on RQ Streams.
You were hurting owls.
Oh yeah, the owl. Yeah, that was the Jason Statham one.
Yeah, we killed a lot of owls that day.
We were all hurting.
That was brutal. I haven't been able to re-listen to that. That was brutal.
It was pretty brutal. It was pretty brutal.
Most things I listen to quite a bit, but that.
I mean, some say the owls had what was coming to them, but, you know, I'm just saying.
You say that. You say that because you're a victim blamer of owls.
Right. Well, hopefully today there shall be no massacre of owls, but we cannot say this for a fact because it's going to be a collaborative storytelling kind of game. And the game is called What Is Here? And it's by an indie game designer called Yubi. And you can find them on Twitter at UzbadYubi, which is spelled UzbadYubi. And this is a game about a community where a being suddenly appears and we have to decide how to deal with it. I'll read you the blurb. What Is Here is a game about building a myth around a being through a community's eyes. By using a deck of cards and answering questions in short roleplay scenes, this game gives you the opportunity to build an organic story through a community and shape their history forever. This being is whatever you want it to be, though try to approach the game without a preconceived image of what it is. The whims, nature, desires, and temperament of it will become apparent through play. And what we're going to do is we have a deck of cards and each card represents a different kind of question. But the face cards are what's called wild cards. And so as we go through, we're going to pick a card, each of us one at a time. And then together we are going to decide how the question on the card is answered. And once we have answered five questions, so Anil's picked a card, Ben's picked a card, I've picked a card, etc. Once we've all done one of those, we pick a wild card, which is like a major event, and we figure out how those events play out. Does that make sense to everyone? Is that okay?
Yeah, yes. I think so.
That's lovely.
Lovely. But the first thing we have to decide is, what is our community? Who are we? What kind of people do we want to be playing? Does anyone have any ideas or thoughts on this? Or do we want to just throw out random words? What do we think?
I did have one thought over breakfast this morning. What if we were, say, a community of miners?
Ooh.
Okay.
And that's MINERS.
I was going to say, we're not like just children. We're children. Just like in Fallout, right?
Well, I mean, if we go far back enough in time, we will be miners. So yeah. Be both.
I mean, look, if you want to go weird futuristic, we could be all the kinds where we are like gold miners on a multiplayer game where that is all that's left because you can't go outside and we are just children that are doing that. But that is getting a bit, I think, probably too specific to be a nice setup for this game. But, you know, that...
I mean, I'd be happy to live in like a Dig Dug universe if that's what we're going for, except all the people digging are apparently children.
No, I think it doesn't really work if we're all children.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the suggestions is like a group of high school students. So, you know.
Yeah, I like the miners aspects.
Okay.
I guess that means that, like, what era are we talking about? Yeah. Like, are we talking about, like, old-time prospectors, or are we talking, like, futuristic... planetary, like exoplanetary mining.
Cornish tin miners and deal with that sort of folklore kind of...
I think it would be cool to do something that's sort of in the future. So we might draw on stuff that has happened in the past that might pass down from other skilled miners, but we're not like rewriting Cornish myth or whatever.
Yeah.
So yeah, that would be really cool if you have like a exoplanet. Oh, we're all here. We've been stuck here. But sure. Like... maybe some people have expertise and they've come in from other mining communities. And if you know stuff about that, you can bring that in.
Okay.
What if, right, combine smashing these two worlds together, what if we are Cornish miners from the future who have gone back to 1987 and are on a geostationary orbit around the Earth, who actually are, like, watching what's happening in 1987 Cornwall?
How much do you know about 1987 Cornwall, Mike?
I know there were people, and I know that there were lifeguards.
However, I think I'm pretty sure there were no mines in 1987 Cornwall. They'd all gone.
Yeah.
Could throw a bit of spanner in the works.
In fact, yeah, the 80s was pretty famously the all the mining goes away decade.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe we're watching the decline of the mining. No, maybe
bloody
not.
Hell,
I don't know.
Mike. This is very high concept.
Yeah, I'm not sure I want to live through conservative era mining closures on this game.
That's a
deep and specific history that some people are going to really remember. I think I would just feel a lot more
go watch
like
Pride, folks.
How about we are miners on a planet in the future.
Yes.
Okay, that works.
I feel a lot more free and easy if it's something where, like, I'm not rewriting someone else's past, you know?
Yes.
Space miners.
Space All miners. Right.
We're miners on the moon. We carry a harpoon.
Moon miners.
It makes no sense. There's no whales. Hence, we're miners on the moon.
Although, yeah, actually, moon miners might be a good, like, specific enough to give us a bit of context, but we're still, like...
Also, I absolutely thought you were going to say that we were mining for cheese. Like, that is absolutely where I thought you were going.
Ah, cheddar miners. Very nice.
Cheddar miners on the moon.
How about we start out with a relatively straightforward concept? Like, they are miners on the moon. There is some kind of mineral up there that actually has value today.
Cheese.
Cheese has value.
Cheese has a lot of value.
We may begin to myth make about the deep sea. If you go too deep or dark, you see the cheese. But, like, that comes in the storytelling.
We'll get to that. Yeah, we'll get to that later. Understood. All right.
Do we want to specify, go deep enough to, like, specify the mineral just now?
I love it, Anil. You're like, you're into the crunch. You're like, I need to know the specific economic value of the mineral that's here so that I can recreate the economy of moon mining in my next 12-session role-playing game.
The crunch is what they call the crust of the moon.
they live up on the crunch.
Yeah, you got the crunch and the goo.
Oh, the moon is full of goo.
The moon is a camembert.
Moon goo.
So we're now verging into stellar firma, right? Cool.
Yes. Oh, yeah, okay, no, that's true. I'll pull back.
That way lies the precipice, and over there is only Merediths.
So I think we said beforehand that we're going to do this alphabetically. So Anil, can you go and pick the first card from the numbers deck?
Sure. From the numbers deck. Right. We draw one card.
Yes.
I'll just point out at this point, the different suits of cards determine the kind of question that we are asking. If it's hearts, the questions have emotional impact. If it's diamonds, the questions have material impact. If it's spades, it's physical. And for clubs, it's a cultural impact. The card which has come out is the Ace of Diamonds. This question is, what is a piece of it worth?
Ooh.
So.
I thought we were steering away from murder.
Altruism. It's the OrcuStream's way. But it doesn't necessarily
Mike
have
jumping
to be
to murder. Like, not like, oh, this is really precious and you would feel proud for having done it. Just like, obviously we're going to kill each other for a fragment of its soul.
I didn't say each other.
So, the scene. We are in a recently excavated tunnel. Let's say there are three of us here, because the tunnel's probably not super, super wide. And we're just discussing. We're just, you know, digging away or drilling away and talking about this creature, musing about its nature.
Okay.
Who should we have in this scene? Why don't we have me, Helen, and Ben?
Sure. Okay, I am going to be a fresh-faced newbie just come from Earth trying to figure out what is all this. Yes.
I'll say I'm a veteran. I've been here a couple of years. I've seen shifts and folks come and go, but this has been my home for at least a couple of years, and I'm familiar with at least the top levels of the tunnels.
Well, I'll take the middle of that then. So I'm not a veteran, but I'm not a newbie. I've kind of like been there for 6 months, let's say. So I know the ropes, but I'm not like, I don't know all the deep lore of the mining colony.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we're digging away and I'm going to say, so have you ever, you know, seen it? You know, the thing?
No. Well, not in its entirety. I've seen bits of it.
What did you see?
Well, the bosses are a bit, you know, leery about us getting too close to anything. I've seen some of the things that they take back to the lab. A couple of, well, looks like scales, but, you know, super shiny. Super shiny, yeah.
How shiny?
Well,
I mean apart from how super, like, is it like like shiny like a piece of gold or shiny like the sun?
I look at you, just kind of like gauging like your experience and such, but You come across as very fresh-faced and very... well, so, you know, when you're mining for gold.
Yeah.
And you've seen a diamond when it's been mined.
Yep, I've totally seen that. Yep.
Well, kind of somewhere in between that, it's really difficult to say. Like, it shines like a diamond, but it has the luster of gold.
Wow.
Oh, it's so pretty.
That sounds beautiful.
So have you actually seen any of this? Because I ain't seen nothing, right? I've been here a while now. I've seen, like, yeah, sure, oh, they've got the lab and all that kind of stuff. But there's this, like, everyone talks about it like it's sacred or something. But it's, like, what is it? Is it just, like, power? I mean, I'm sure that they won't let us anywhere near it, but...
Well, no, I mean, the guys in the coats, they just, they take it away after we don't see it, really, after somebody finds one. They take it to the labs.
But then what do they do with it?
I don't know.
I've never even seen the labs. Like, I only arrived, like, last week. So
right.
I don't know where...
Yeah, the labs are on the other side of the compound. They keep to themselves. They only really come down if we find anything of particular interest, or at least what they say is particular interest, anything that's, you know, not a rock, really.
Well, there's definitely loads of those here.
Well, yes.
And all I know is that, you know, if anyone kicks up a fuss about it, if they don't just let it go, they're gone, right? Irina was fired, what, like 4 months ago? So whatever it is, it's worth more than our jobs.
Well, yeah, I mean, they don't like people who ask too many questions. But, you know, I don't think amongst us, it's, you know, a little bit of speculation is fine. I know I have my thoughts, but you don't find anything in these, like, upper levels. You have to go fairly deep down. Like, there are new tunnels opening up in Site B, so we might see some of them there if we get a chance to go down. But, you know, we're still clearing out these upper ones now.
Yeah, I guess. But, you know, wouldn't it be cool if you could just, like, see it for, like, a minute? Like, imagine being in its presence.
I think that's a cool moment to end the scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was a good...
I agree.
Yeah.
It's a nice question to... Yeah.
Yeah, that was really nice.
So, we've had our first scene. How's everyone feeling? Is this okay?
Yeah. Cool.
I think it's the usual thing, like, with improv, because I don't have... I've done some improv. I haven't done a lot of it, mostly through James's workshop. So. Mm. And so it's like, yeah, jumping into something this freeform right off the bat takes me a little bit of time, and I'm sure... I mean, that's going to be a feeling that a lot of folks probably have coming into games like this. So.
Yeah, I think this is definitely a game for people who, like, have already... Like, this isn't what I would recommend to someone for their first role-playing game.
No, but, you know, you can work through it.
Yeah, the instructions are a bit like, do this, and then you can go. And it's like, oh, okay, I obviously see how to do that. But there's quite a few points where I can imagine that if you hadn't either got that confidence or were with a group who you really, really trusted and was super comfortable to try something completely new with, that I can see people potentially freezing up. And that's not a, like, criticism of the game.
No, I love things that
really push you.
It's different styles.
It's something that you kind of, okay, you know, I've done quite a few Grant Howitt games that have, like, got me, give you a handhold, right? Just like, okay, so if there's at any point that you get frozen, roll a dice and there are these prompts. And after you've done a few of those kind of things, you're like, okay, I'm actually really interested in, like, what do the goblins think?
Yeah.
You know, like, when at the end of this, what do they all actually like? What's a bit deeper, but you don't necessarily want to learn a massive crunchy system. Like, this is one way to take things in that kind of more emotional, cultural, thoughtful sort of way. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ben, do you want to pick a card?
Yeah, sure.
Any card.
So I've drawn the Seven of Hearts, which is what thrills you about it or what chills you. And I think that for this scene, we want to be in the labs as scientists. So some of the coats get a bit of a different perspective. And yeah, I guess let's pull in Lyd and Mike. And then, yeah, so... I think I'm playing one of the effectively porters. So I help with the more manual part or the physical parts of being in the labs. And I am just bringing in a new sample of this thing for the scientists.
Cool.
In that case, I'll be the cleanup crew. I've been brought in because there was a huge, like, malfunction in one of the chambers that was holding, like, all of this stuff in it, and that's why they're bringing in the new sample. So I'm locking down and closing down one of the areas just off in the corner.
What, in the lab?
You're cleaning up
part of the lab.
Yeah, okay. So I'm in, like, a mini hazmat suit, basically.
Okay.
Are you present over the radio then? Or
No, like, I'm in the same lab as you while you're bringing the new sample in.
So this is a small accident? Like, how are we in the same place if it's that dangerous?
Well, no, it's like it's just a small accident, like you say. It's nothing too massive, but they have to follow official procedures. They have to bring in the people. They have to section, like, a little bit off. Except it's essentially just, like, putting down a wet floor sign and then mopping around the wet floor sign.
So it's like if someone's dropped a beaker of something volatile.
Exactly.
Okay. I suppose that establishes that whatever goes wrong, it is not an airborne presence. It's more you do not want to get into physical contact, so it's safe for us to be in the same room as you, but because you're interacting directly with the object, you need to be wearing PPE.
Yeah.
In which case, it sort of makes sense maybe for me to also be not a scientist per se, but also staff. So I'll be a lab assistant. You're dealing with the actual spill of the stuff, and I'm trying to, like, work out what reagents and everything we've got left, because this is, you know, restocking is a heck of a thing on the moon. So it's just like, we're trying to sort this out before an actual, like, senior scientist comes in, before maybe Ben turns up with more sample. Yeah. Does that work for you, Ben?
Yeah, sure. I can pop in at a point.
Yeah, like something has gone wrong. You two, Mike and Lydia, are trying to sort it out, and then Ben comes in with a new piece of thing.
Cool.
I can't believe it.
It's
the third time this week for you lot.
I know. We are almost out of the silicate, and it's so difficult to get it in that form here. Like, obviously, if I was back on Earth, I would have huge machines to just churn that stuff out. But, like, here, I have to make it manually, which is a very long process, and you know what they're going to do to me? Like, they don't believe
Listen,
it.
What,
oh,
what's
yeah.
your name again? Can you just pass me that sign over there? The one that says hazardous.
Right. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's still cheers. Got some of the muck on it from last time. Shows how much they care about us, right? No, you know, so I'm Charlize. I don't think we've met, actually. I'm an assistant here. I've been sorting out these samples, and they're continually losing stuff. None of the processes make sense.
Look, can you also pass me that squirty thing over there? The one in the big white barrel that says radioactive.
Oh, right, yeah. No, I mean, that's just mislabeling. It must be, right?
It is. No, that was the barrels that we used to use for the drilling substances, but, you know, budget cuts and, you know, we just need to stick a new...
I think there's all of this, right? I mean, I know that's what the moon's like, isn't it? You repurpose, you reuse, you improvise. So there's all these barrels I've seen. They never even found the radioactive fuels. We've just got loads of things that are marked, but I can't tell which ones are actually radioactive, you know? So you're seeing all these funny things, right? I hear all these funny things, but I'm thinking... Well, yeah, you hear these funny
things. What sort of funny things are you hearing?
And on that note, you're interrupted by, like, the industrial honk of, like, the big door to the lab opening, like that real harsh beeping that's like, somebody's coming in.
Of course there'll be more. Of course there'll be more before I can even deal with what's left over.
Charlize.
It never stops.
Charlize, it's coming. It's coming.
Okay, wait. I'll just clear these out of the way. Yeah. Hello, so, how can we help you?
Yeah, well, here's more.
More of that stuff. I don't even see the point of it. I think all this funny stuff, right, is just because they mislabeled some radioactive. Some radioactive, you know. No. I don't even know. I'm not sure if I really... I'm not sure. I just
move stuff around. But third time this week, you've really got to be more careful. I hate getting this stuff. It's just... There's something about it. Like,
what about it? Oh, don't be silly, Joe. Wait, what's your name, dear?
Joe, yeah, you got it right.
Joe, yeah, I'm sorry. Everyone in their hazmats, you can't always tell, can you? You can't always tell.
At least that's what they give.
Hello, senior porter Donovan. Joe, sorry, how are you doing? There's nothing to see here, don't worry. Situation's under control. We are just finalising prep stage one on the re-uplift of the floor tile.
That's all right, kid, that's not my department. I just move the stuff, okay?
Thank God for that. God, I thought you were going to be like those scientists. Oh, they get so crotchety, especially when you spill this stuff around. Apparently it's pretty valuable.
Yeah, they think it's valuable. I think it's poisonous. You know, there's all this stuff around, and it's like, it's toxins, isn't it? You know, I mean, I know chemicals.
You think it's poisonous? Mate, you didn't see what happened to my friend Jeff last week.
What happened to Jeff? Jeffy's, you know Jeff talks nonsense. What?
No, tell what he told me was he stepped in some of this by accident with all his PPE on, and
it just melted
straight through the soles of his boot.
Oh, right, yeah, I bet he just stepped in something hot. He's just blaming the stuff, you know?
Jeff ain't a liar.
Brilliant. On that note, then, what I'm going to do, I'm just going to leave this here and I'm going to get out of this place, because honestly, you lot, all of this, done.
You've seen more of this stuff than both of us had together, Pop. Yeah. What do you reckon?
What's it like that? You need to tell us. They never let us out, do they?
I don't know. I don't look. All I know is it goes in the safety capsules. They're closed up by someone else. I move them. You lot open them up. I don't want to have anything. Because honestly, when it's on the trolley, I get this weird feeling. Just, it's creepy, all right?
It's creepy.
It creeps me out. Like, you can move anything, but something just feels wrong. When you're walking down the corridors, it just feels wrong. I don't like
it. Hold on. You get that feeling as well?
Do you think this might be why some of the machinery's acting up and stuff? Because they've been saying, oh, Charlize, you've been getting the settings wrong. And I'm like, no, I put the settings right. I did. And so it is, I think, maybe this stuff, because there's been stuff going on I don't understand.
If you put the settings right, it wouldn't be in this situation. I'll tell you that for free.
Well, that's engineering's problem. More than my pay grade. I'm out. Anyway, I'll see you all later.
All right. Thanks. Senior Porter.
Donovan, that's what I'm thinking, though. But yeah, bye, Joe. See you in the calf. But what I'm thinking, though...
You've got a calf? Good.
Yeah. Well,
I haven't been in the calf in the last 5 years.
But it's good, though. It's good.
They give us our own quarters, they do. We're maintenance, aren't we?
Oh, they allow me in. I mean, I'm probably the most junior person there, but I know Sally who does the roast, so I get the extra, you know.
She's
great. I heard that she's been a bit ill recently, possibly another one of these spills, right?
That's chilling.
That is chilling, right? But they keep us picking it up.
I think at this point, that's where we'll leave.
before we end up doing dinner ladies in space.
What's wrong with that?
That actually sounds pretty awesome.
I would love dinner ladies in space.
Oh my lord.
Well, Helen, it's your scene now, right? So,
well, I'm gonna take a little break and then we will draw another card, and I'm really hoping that I can turn my card into dinner ladies in space now.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
And welcome back. And it's my turn to draw a card. So I'm going to draw one cards. And mine is the Ten of Hearts. And the Ten of Hearts question is, do you want to protect it or hunt it? Okay, so to me, I think this is a scene with like the head, like the top brass. And I think maybe this is a scene where maybe like it's like a bit of a skip back in time to when like it's first appeared and we're trying to decide like what are we going to do with it. And I think I would like, I'll take Mike and I'll take Ben.
I have been in all three, just to... Maybe.
Okay.
He is everywhere.
Yeah, the omnipresent.
I'll take Mike and Anna then.
Okay.
All right, then. I am going to be... I'll be the CEO. Yeah. Oh. Suck it.
You be that boss. You be that boss, babe.
Yes.
Yeah, the CEO absolute. Of Moon Inc.
I am the boss, baby.
Okay, I think I will be the chief ecological consultant who is here to ensure that appropriate environmental and safety concerns are taken into account and is probably the kind of guy who gets overridden a lot, but is on the board for the sake of having someone almost.
Yeah, for appearances. And Mike, who do you want to be?
I'll be... the janitor cleanup crew. No, I'm not. I'll tell you what. I'll be just one under you, Helen. I'll be on the senior board of directors, and it'll be a meeting between us three so that we can discuss a topic, basically. So we've all been brought into the room together to discuss something very important.
So, Mike, does that mean you're like the COO, the chief operating officer?
Yeah, I'll be the COO then. Yeah.
Cool.
All right. Do you want to get started?
Yep.
All right.
Well, what have you got to show me then? What do we think? Go on.
Yes, go ahead, environmentalist. Spit it out.
Answers, info, come on.
Well, obviously, you've seen the report. In Sector C, they found something last week. We had it sent to the labs, and... Oh, it's, I have to say, this is extremely exciting. I know we have done surveys prior to this, and we didn't find anything.
Yes,
but
yes.
This is incontrovertible evidence that we have endemic life forms in the mining tunnel, sir.
Well, hold on now. My building crews and my digging crews have been down into these mines several times in the last months, and we've found no such thing. I read your report in triplicate as it was sent over, and I simply cannot find the incontrovertible evidence. Would you care to elaborate?
Open my satchel, pull out photographs that have come from the lab, and just show you. Look, as you can see here, these are... what we are assuming for now, calling some kind of scales or something, those were found in Sector C. And then in one of the side tunnels, we found this and shuffled through and showed you something which looks almost like a helix almost, but that ends in a kind of spine, like a curved porcupine spine, that sort of thing. Look, these are, from our best analysis, parts of a creature.
You know as well as I do that there are all kinds of weird formations of rocks and ores, you know.
No,
how do we know that this is even biological?
Admittedly, there is a lot of mineral composition in these things, but there is also an awful lot of carbon. There is definitely organic components here. We are looking at a creature. One, maybe...
Have you
maybe
seen anything move?
No.
What about Mrs. Nerg? Yes.
Of course.
Does it move? Does it respire?
Well, obviously we haven't found any living samples as yet, but I'm sure that there is at least one creature, possibly more. We might even have a colony that we are in the midst of disturbing. And I think it is only fair and only wise that we seal off Sector C. So that we can do some more investigation and see if this is a more widespread issue. Like,
I ask you a series of questions, Director?
Yeah.
You came up to the colony at the same time as me. We rode the same shuttle, did we not?
We did.
And subsequently, we have been together for pretty much, bar a week, the same amount of time, have we not?
Well, yes.
And so why this evidence you've submitted is in photographic format when we are all quite clearly given our standard video capture device that fits into your helmet when you're on site, sir?
Because I have not been down there myself. Look, these are the results that have come back from the lab.
Uh-huh.
There is obviously video evidence from the miners and the scientists who have been down there to investigate the shaft. Look, you can come down to the labs and review it yourself, or I can send you some clips.
Let me propose one small solution. If the environmentalist over here is correct, and we are in fact dealing with a colony, then we shall send an armed team down with the next dig to make sure
No, look.
Well, the thing is, tell me more about what are the properties of this creature? Might it be useful?
Well, without further resources to study the situation, I can't be certain. Obviously, what we have found, both in what I'm calling a scale and perhaps this spine or such, is there are potentially valuable minerals that have been absorbed and form the dermal layer of this, where in our hair it would be keratin or something like that. There's obviously a more silicate base to this. But
silicate, you say?
Possibly. That these are the initial findings from tests. Obviously, we need more resources and more chance to study what it is.
Well, I'll make you a deal. Why don't we find more of it and we make a decision when we have more evidence, yes?
Madam CEO, correct as always.
I didn't become CEO for nothing.
Yeah, I think that's a brilliant point.
I wonder if this company is evil. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They seem like such nice people.
Yeah.
The camera pans away from the chief environmental officer with just one raised eyebrow.
Yeah.
Right, next one is...
Lydia, I believe.
Whoop, whoop!
Yes, can you draw a card?
Ah, okay, we've got the three of diamonds. We've got the three of diamonds. What is being made to represent it, or what is being destroyed in its likeness? Oh, my. Okay, I think I'm going to cut to possibly a few years into this, where maybe stories are circulated, evidence is circulated, but we are all very aware in the real world that things remain uncertain even when supposedly more scientists have been sent in to learn about a thing, and politicians and CEOs and whatever have decided whatever they've decided, and it doesn't necessarily mean that people believe it. So I'm going to cut to the family barracks. If you've got the miners who are there, some of them... it's not a colony per se. People don't tend to live there maybe forever, but very much like kind of the army living quarters here. If you're going to do a deployment for a year or two, you're allowed to bring your family. So, of course, these are people that will be... A lot of the people that are in here might be beginning... They will hear stories from, you know, their parents and spouses. So I think we will cut to nursery school in the family barracks. So we will, I think, be teachers in the staff room who are discussing what we've been kind of encountering, or what we might think ourselves about what... rather than playing the kids themselves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My first thought was that it would be like kids' drawings of the
thing. Yeah, that's what I'm assuming. But we might be teachers of different ages.
Mm.
And also have our own kind of relationship. I would assume in a sort of similar way to Antarctic bases, everyone has multiple jobs. So it might be that, you know, you're the teacher and you're also married to a miner. So that kind of ticks off two things, and you've also got a kid in the school and so on and so forth. So I'm gonna say that, and I'm going to have Helen, and yeah. I want to do me and Helen. I think that would be yeah. it'd be nice. We can both be teachers, with different classes. We're sitting in the class in the what counts as supposedly a staff room, but it is really the
a closet.
Yeah, it's a kitchen slash storeroom slash like. I would assume everything is kind of like an Antarctic base. It's tiny trailers, and you have to put on a big like clunky suit to go outside. It's very annoying. Cool. Okay. All right. Is it Shelley?
Yeah.
All right, Shelley. I just.
Yep. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Shelley. What these? Look. Okay. So my name might be Jan. Jan looks from side to side a little suspiciously. Shelley, do you have a spare? Do you have a spare, by the way? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Always for you,
right,
Jan.
Cheers.
Yeah. There you go. You are light, yeah?
Yeah, I'm all right. Non-nicotine, non-carcinogenic, faux vape sound effects, please, editors. It's very specifically PG-11. Anyway, Shirley, I know you shouldn't necessarily take this stuff too seriously, but have you seen? I was just trying to put up a display of what the mm-hmm. you know, like I got the younger class today, the between the fours to eights, right?
Oh yeah.
You know,
little kids.
Yeah, you know, little ones. It's nice these days. You know, it's nice up here to have the mix. Obviously, there's still not that many kids, but I was trying to put up a display of their pictures, and I couldn't do it because I try the exercise, draw something you love about your home.
Yeah.
They've all drawn the mon. You know, I mean, I don't even want to. They've all drawn.
Look, it's not a monster.
Look, it's this. Like one of them just drew gold, and it's the glitter pen over the whole thing. But somehow...
That sounds nice! That sounds great! Could do a little bit of colour around
here. Somehow it's somehow... Like, I can't say that I'm not a little disturbed at what's happening here. Like, this isn't normal, is it? They must be terrified. They've drawn this thing. Some of them, there's faces. One, I think, it's just shiny. And then a hint of a tail? I don't know. I'm not going to put this up. You can't let this kind of thing go wild. It's unhealthy.
Look, Jan. You need to relax. Kids will be kids. They draw all kinds of stuff when they're that age. I mean, granted,
yeah.
I've not had one of that age for a long time. Look, that's why I moved on to the teenagers.
You have the teenagers. What are they saying? Is this spreading? I just, like, it's one thing for
They're
the minors
fine.
To have their rumours, right?
Fine.
My Jeff, he talks about it, and I tell him not to say it in front of little Jim.
Well,
yes,
you know
we are
what?
Jan, Jim and Jeff.
Yeah.
Little Jim's going to have to get used to the real world sometime.
You don't think it's real, then? You don't, I mean,
not
I'll,
like
that,
this.
That would be silly, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's not like a... It's not like it's invading minds or anything like that. I mean, that's all science fiction. It's just maybe like
yeah,
some it's like a caterpillar
right,
or
think,
something.
Because
you know?
I just so they drew that, and then when I had the reusing the making a puppet from rubbish, right?
Oh, like
we
classic.
Were it's a good one with the little ones. We were using some old piping, had some holes in it and whatever. So the lab gave it our way. You know, it only carried water. It only carried water, they told me. But they coloured it in. They gave it scales. They was hunting each other around the room. And they was beginning to say, like, oh, you know, there's a thing. Have you... Because I saw you put some poetry on the walls, right? That the teenagers...
Oh, yeah. Oh, they're real imaginative,
yeah.
The teenagers, yeah.
There's a lot about not going too deep, you know?
There's a lot in there about that. And I wonder whether that's something. Is that just something teenagers generally, like on Earth? On Earth, is that something teenagers just say?
We're miners. Right. Everyone's lost someone because they've gone too deep.
Yeah.
And you know that everyone's into, you know, the. Look. There are certain realities of being on the moon.
Yeah.
Mining stuff.
Yeah.
That kids are just going to absorb. Yeah. I mean, they hear a lot more than you think.
Yeah, no, that's true. They all like their mining equipment stuff. I just think I'm not going to put this up on the walls. I just don't want to encourage it, right? I'll just tell them that there was an air leak or something. You know, they're used to that. And it can all just go in the burning. Because I just think it's a little dark for young minds, you know. They're all hinting at something that's hunting in the deep. That don't sound healthy.
Well, neither's being obsessed with the Bermuda Triangle or massive dinosaurs, if you want to go. Like, kids are always interested in dangerous things. That's why we've got to, you know, stop them from running around. You're overreacting.
Well, I'm glad you've reassured me.
Have another.
All right, I'll have
just
one.
Just chill out with me.
Oh, I mean, it does. You know what? I'll just tell him there's an air leak, right? I'll get rid of these. I might take down, if you don't mind, a couple of the poems that are a bit more on the anti-mining side. And, you know, we'll just say there's an air leak. We'll just say there's an air leak, and they won't ask. And we'll bring in a whole load of dinosaurs, right? We'll do a big dinosaur project. They'll love that. The big dinosaur project. That'll make them really excited about going back to Earth, you know? Because some of them say they don't remember it and that they don't like it. But we'll get them really excited about Earth things. Yeah?
Yeah. Well, you do what you think best. I'm going to keep them poems. I think they're great. They're going to make me loads of money one day. Geniuses.
I think your sister, the CEO, and you have a lot in common, don't you? Yeah, it's good. All right. Well, I'll see. I better get back to the kids. I'll take away the shiny colouring pencils. That does seem to get them upset. And we'll. It's fine.
You think best.
You have a good day.
Off you go.
Tearing paper sounds into
I have to say, it is reassuring to know that the teens in the future are still into some 41.
Yeah.
Nice.
Really, I thought it was Balrogs. They're still into Balrogs. But that shows you the kind of teenager I was.
So I've got two more scenes then.
So what do? I draw from the numbers deck?
Yes.
Hit draw?
Yep.
Okay. Drawn a card. And my card is the Two of Hearts.
Okay.
So the Two of Hearts is, what dream did it appear in, or what nightmare?
Oh, cool. Ooh. We're getting weird.
Well, okie dokie. In that case, then, who should we have for this scene? In fact, you know what I would really like? I'd like to do a scene with Anil, if that's okay. Can we do a two-person scene? Would you guys mind?
Yeah, no, of course. Stream team. Oh, stream team.
Yeah, that makes sense, because if someone's having a dream, they're probably in bed, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a couple.
There's two ways that we could play this. I mean, depending on which one you are more. Either we're a couple or a relationship or something like that and thing. Or it's you're telling it to the company psychiatrist.
Well, yes. I was thinking dark bunk room and a light goes on in the corner and you've been awake for like the last hour and we start like chatting across the thing, talking about the fact we've both woken up and why.
I
forget that people can be in bedrooms and not be sleeping.
Yeah, that's a possibility. Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, we're in the bunk room. Probably everyone else is on shift. It's our off shift.
Yeah.
Light goes on.
Oi, you up?
Sorry, you awake?
Yeah, I am, Jeff. What's going on? You all right?
Yeah, sure. Everything's fine, mate.
Are you sure? What? You got a lot of sweat on that brow, mate.
No. Everything's fine. You just go get some rest. We've got a long shift ahead of us.
You've been having bad dreams, haven't you?
What?
It's happening again, isn't it?
What makes you say that? No. Just
mate.
Same old dreams.
I was in bunk room 2B last week, right? I got reassigned here. Now all the lads over there, they're all having the same dreams, same nightmares, always the same. Gold shimmer, looks a little bit like a diamond. Quality of gold, boom, giant flash, gone. Every time.
Well, there's a rustling of like a blanket being thrown back. What? All of them?
All of them. Yeah, all the lads over there all wake up same time every night. Is this what you having?
So you're not. Tell me you're not pulling my leg here.
Nah, Jeff, I would never pull your leg, mate.
Yeah, just as you say, there's... I'm working down in tunnels.
Right.
Don't know how deep, but...
Right.
Doesn't look familiar, but it must be. I mean, you know, dig one tunnel, dig two, you dug them all, really. Then, yeah, out of the corner of my eye, you see something shiny, and you think... Have you found a new theme? Is it, you know, you're going to get a bonus. This is what we've been looking for. And then it's not a theme. It's just something on the ground. And yeah, it sparkles. It's shiny. It draws your eye. And then you get closer. You take a step.
Yeah.
You can really hear your boot.
Yeah.
Thud.
Yeah.
Which is... weird, because you know we got those helmets and all, and we shouldn't be able to hear, but you can hear the thud and you can see the dust, and then you get closer and there's a flash, and it's like gold, it's like diamond. And you know, you hear the stories about what they've got up in the labs and what they've found, and but I've never encountered anything. I've never been lucky enough to, well, I say lucky, but you know, and it's there, and then you reach down and you can see your glove, and it's standing out like it's shining in some kind of light, and then there's that feeling. Like it's
like a really, really hot sensation, but like a cold kind of hot.
You're flushing, like the suit's environmental systems are playing up, but
yeah,
it's not.
Yeah, yeah.
You can look at your arm, and the sensors are all right, and you reach, and then, whew, and then I'm waking up,
and you wake up exactly in a pool of your own sweat, possibly on the floor.
I've never ended up on, if you fall off the top bunks, then. And like you hear a tap on the floor, as like the foot demonstrating the hardness of the ground. But no, and that's like, yeah, it's been a week as far as I can tell.
No, it can't happen over here. Look, I'm requesting a transfer first thing in the morning. You best get back to sleep. I'm not going through this again.
End scene. That's a good line.
Nice. It's time to draw the wild card.
Woohoo! Ooh.
Who would like to do that?
Helen, you should do the honours, I think.
Yeah, you should do it, Helen.
You should do the honours.
Aww, thank you very much. Okay, I am drawing one wild card, and the card is... the Joker!
Ooh.
Red or black?
Ooh.
It's a red Joker.
Oh.
Yes, something huge happens because of it. This is terrible. What happens? Well, we'll find out next week.
Bye.
Don't get lost in the tunnels.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 international license. Today's episode was directed by Alexander J. Newell and produced by Hannah Preisinger. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at The Rusty Quill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. Join our community on the Discord or via Reddit at r/rustyquill. Thanks for listening.
So we've all been brought into the room together to discuss something very important.
On the topic of
very important things, April has a dog visible on the video.
That needs to be noted
for the minutes.
extremely important.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.